This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For the next 30 minutes of the fourth hour, and then Alex is going to be taking over with Steven Crowder and Steve Bannon. I've got some other odds and ends I might hit here, but I want to give out the phone line and talk about this abortion issue and what you think needs to be done. Do Republicans push back on the abortion issue? Do they make a hard line stance for pro-life, or do they maybe just sit back and wait till after the election and make a strategic decision and just kind of let the Democrats scream into the wind on the abortion issue, looking like just insane, bloodlusting child killers? Or do they take a hard stance? Or do they try to divert? And like we talked about in the last segment, if you're looking for single-issue voters, then you look at the strategy of pardoning Assange, if there's an interest there. Or do you just kind of ignore it, let the Democrats focus on that, and figure that that can't win over enough voters, and then you focus on the economy, you focus on the border, you focus on the other issues? So there's a debate to be had here, and I want to open up the phone lines on this. Maybe we'll hit a couple of these other odds and ends as well. Remember, though, in order for us to be on air, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you hear the videos of that CIA contractor talking about how they want to take all our money and shut us down. Folks, it's very real. And it's really just absurd what goes on. And it becomes it's the audience that saves us every time by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. There's no other way to put it. Otherwise, we would be off air. Absolutely. Otherwise, we would be broke. We would be shut down. They would take all our money. They would cut off our legs. That's their agenda, and they've got unlimited resources to do it. And so it doesn't even matter. They'll throw 100 grenades at us because they have the resources, and 99 of them might be duds. But as long as one blows up in the trench, then they got us, is how they look at it. So that's basically what they do. They just lob 100 grenades into our organization and hope one of them blows up. So you're starting to kind of see the full iceberg of it all, but there's still things that we don't even talk about on air that go on behind the scenes that are just absolutely nuts. But yeah, we could easily just give up and say, okay, I mean, what's the point? I mean, anything we do here, they're just going to try to take us out and destroy us and steal our money. And so it's like, aside from just the work of going on air and covering news, we have to engage in these legal battles 24/7. But you continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, so we're not going anywhere. And we got great supplements like Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X3, 40% off, a true game changer. Read all the reviews for yourself. We've got Elite Flagship, the supplement DNA Force Plus. That is the flagship Elite supplement, ladies and gentlemen, for telomere support with the CoQ10, the PQQ. That thing is just incredible. I take it every morning, every evening. So great supplements, and then we've got things that you need, I would say, household necessities, like water filters. If you're not filtering your water, what are you doing? How can you not have a water filter in your home? I mean, do I have to read the thousands of articles talking about all the chemicals in the water, the forever chemicals, the microplastics, everything else, the fluoride they put in it? It's just insane if you're not filtering your water. So we have the best water filters, Gravity Fed, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got storable foods. Insurance you can eat for emergencies. You would much rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. If you buy storable food and it, you know, sits in storage for years and years and go by and you don't never eat it and expires in 25 years, then that's a victory. But, I mean, God forbid something bad happens, Biden collapses, everything starts World War III, and you need that emergency food and you don't have it. So that's why we sell storable foods. Highest quality. Come in a container that's ready to be stored. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on air. So, I open up the phone lines to the audience now. Another great resource. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. What should the Republicans do against this Democrat propaganda on abortion? Should they just ignore it and let them scream into the wind? Or or should they face it head on? Should they act as a pro-life hardened party, or should they think strategically and think that that might hurt them in 2024?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, phone lines are lighting up on this issue, but remember, folks, the Democrats really care about the LGBTQIAASP2+ community. So just remember that. They really care about those LGBTQIAASP2+. So basically, it's just going to come down to anybody that's not a heterosexual. So maybe you like having sex with couch furniture, or maybe you like having sex with aquatic marine life. Well, then they'll throw that in there. They'll throw the aquatic marine life attracted individuals. They'll throw the furniture attracted individuals. Or maybe that's the pansexual, but that's not specific enough. Maybe some people like fornicating with food, and so you got to make sure that's included in here. The food fornicators, you got to add the FF in here eventually. So eventually, it just, you can't even. Yeah, I guess you could just go all. You could just maybe just boil it down to gay, maybe, or just queer. You can just maybe we just boil this down. Oh no, we got to include everything. And of course, it's all made up. It's all pseudo. It's all bullcrap. But they're there for you. They love it. They love it. So, I want to take calls until Alex takes over here on this abortion issue and how you think Republicans need to handle it. But they got to make a decision soon, folks. And so, I get it. I'm pro-life. I understand political purism is cancer to any political movement. And you got to think strategically. And so, maybe not everybody agrees with that. But they got to make a decision soon. The Democrats have leaned into this. They've clearly made their decision. This is a single-issue voter phenomenon. And they have to make a decision. Do you just let the Democrats own this and just let them wail into the wind and prance around at these Capitol buildings about how much they love abortion and just don't even cover it at all? Just don't even say anything? Don't even make it an issue? So it just looks like liberals and Democrats just screaming into the wind, shouting about how much they love abortion, which might be a good strategy. Do you try to reshape the narrative and say, hey, they're lying about this? You can get an abortion in these circumstances. You can't. We're not saying everything is illegal. You're not going to get thrown in jail. All this other stuff. We're not trying to end the contraceptives. I think that's a bad strategy because you won't win with it. I mean, has trying to counter the Democrat lies on any of their propaganda ever worked? No. So it's not going to work with abortion either. And you're too late in the game to try that. So I'd throw that out the window. Maybe you disagree. Or you take a hardline stance on pro-life. And whether you figure it's a good strategy or not, you just do it for moral decisions. But do you really think morals matter to Democrat voters? Do you really think it's going to make a difference? So these are the questions. We go to the phone lines on this now. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Owen, I just wanted to say I know the whole argument about political purism and I can appreciate that. But, you know, I feel like for a long time, we as Christians, we as people of faith,
have basically compromised our way to hell, if you just look at our culture. You know, we in Roe versus Wade, my personal opinion is, if we believe in Roe versus Wade, why not just go all out and, you know, put God back in schools, put God back in public life, you know, take it all back. And, you know, if we don't believe that what we're doing is right, you know, what does that say about our faith?
So let me ask you this, though, because this is the thought process. What if the only way you could accomplish any of that is winning back political power? But if taking a purist hardline stance on this issue cost you winning that political power back, would you still do it? Because, I mean, that's the conundrum here.
Yeah, it's a hard question to answer, but we're all going to have to answer one day to someone why we did what we did here on Earth. And if we don't take absolute stands, you know, I just think that says a lot about our own faith. You know, if we're not willing to step out on faith and do what's right in the end, how do we think we're going to be rewarded in these political battles? I mean, God has done miraculous things all throughout history. Do we really want to say, let's make a better political decision versus doing what's right? I mean, I'm sorry, and I heard Charlie Kirk talking about this. You posing this question, but at the end of the day, I'd rather do what's right and answer to God for that.
All right, Chris, thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm off subject, and I apologize for that. I'll just make it brief. About 45 minutes ago, FBI head Chris Wray is testifying in a public hearing, and this is, you know, they're fighting over the FISA. And right in the middle of this, some guy shows up between him and the cops that's got his hand raised up with the red paint on his hand. No matter whether you're for that or against that, it doesn't matter. The point I'm trying to make is, hey, you got hundreds, if not, you know, thousands of people, maybe even grannies and stuff, that are in our prison for walking between velvet ropes. But this clown gets to show up behind the FBI director and hold up his red painted hand. And what's going to happen to that guy? Because cops are behind him. It doesn't look like they're doing much.
Well, look, and you're cutting real close to my heart here, Tim, because obviously I've been dealing with political persecution for 5 years because of that. And we happen to know, because we go do our research as part of the legal strategy, and we just realize it doesn't take in court. But yeah, I mean, we can present this in the courtroom. We can present this to judges. I can show thousands of examples of left-wing protesters getting access to the Capitol, disrupting congressional hearings, and they get nothing. They get nothing. But if you're Owen Schroyer, I've now been on probation and politically persecuted for 5 years. For 5 years. And so, yes, I've got the footage of the left-wing protesters marching through the Capitol with the blood on their hands. By the way, which I support. I do believe they have every right to do that, and I don't believe they should be charged or arrested. Detain them momentarily, escort them out of the building, ban them for 24 hours. I mean, you can have some measurements here. Obviously, we don't want total chaos. But I'm not cheering on, hey, they need to be arrested and charged and prosecuted and spend time in prison or be on probation for 5 years like me. So I'm consistent in my beliefs. Now, would the left be consistent? No, they celebrated when I got charged and incarcerated and sent to prison. And they ignore and celebrate their own protests in Congress and all these Capitol buildings. So, yeah, I mean, I could show the footage and they're going to continue to do it. But yes, you're right. Because here's what happens. And we've learned a lot about this. You kind of got me off topic, but that's an important call. So I'm glad you made it. The Democrats run the Capitol Police. Okay? When I went into the Capitol, totally legally and lawfully, in January of 2020, and I've got eyewitnesses to this, when I walked into the Capitol, because not all the Capitol Police are bad, but it's the same story. I'm just doing my job. And I walk into the Capitol, and the Capitol Police told me to my face, my camera person was right there, and they said, Owen, we've been told to arrest you. Verbatim. And I walk up and they all kind of look at each other. I don't know if they're sending a picture of me around or whatever. This was about 20 days after the impeachment hearing with Nadler and me, where normally they would escort you out of the building and kick you out and say you can't come back for 24 hours, but not with me. Somebody got on the Capitol Police, probably Nancy Pelosi, said, nope, you're going to charge him, you're going to arrest him, he's going to jail today. With any other protester, wouldn't happen. With any of these left-wing protesters for Gaza, won't happen. But for Owen Schroyer, it did, because the Democrats run the Capitol Police and run law enforcement. So I go into the Capitol that day. There's the footage on the screen. I have a piece of tape over my mouth. And folks, if you don't know this, we have a lot of new audience members. This is January 2020. I'm standing in the Capitol with a piece of tape over my mouth. I went arrested. I got arrested and spent 36 hours in a D.C. gulag, the worst prison I've ever seen in my life. Literally hundreds of cockroaches, roach motel, no air movement, no food, nothing. And ended up being awfully sick. Never get sick. I was sick for a week. Couldn't get out of bed after that. Was I poisoned? Did I get COVID? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Point is, I get arrested and spend 30.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hypothetical I'm posing.
I think Donald Trump's position and is brilliant. We have to get out of it. This is always a loser for the so-called Republicans. And I think let's stick with Donald Trump on this, and let's stick together and get our faith together and get our country back.
Well, and if you look at it, there is enough of there's enough of a result now to decide, too. It's like, well, look, if you leave it up to the states, which is what Trump is saying, or you measure the results in the states, well, okay, states like Texas, Ohio, Missouri, red states traditionally, are banning abortions. And then you have some other states that aren't. And so if you look at it like that and you think single-issue voters are going to come out and vote on that issue, then you might say, well, we might lose these states. So I understand, this is obviously a tough issue. And Rex, I thank you for the call. This is obviously a tough issue. The problem is, it's clear at this point the Republicans have no strategy to deal with it. And even if the strategy is like no strategy, and let's like, okay, let's just back off, let the Democrats scream into the wind, obsess over abortion, the bloodlust, and just let them have it, and we're just not having this as an issue. We're going to focus on these other things. But they need to decide on something here. Let's go to Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you're the greatest, man. Listen to you and Alex every day. The abortion issue, I'm like you. I said either leave it alone or go all the way and have protesters with bloody fetuses. But I think the Assange thing should be done tomorrow. That would win so many people over.
Yeah, I agree. It would be so smart. I don't know what Donald Trump is thinking not doing it.
No, I hope Alex is on the phone right now to him and saying, hey, I say, if I get elected president, Assange is free the first day. Boom. Out of the box.
Well, Trump does think of things strategically, right? I mean, he has some good political acumen there. And so how he's misguided on this, the only thing, it's either that he was sideswiped by the intel communities on this deal, or he kind of looks at it from like a traditional American patriot perspective and like, screw this guy, screw this Australian showing America's dirty secrets. So
that could be the best move. I'm telling you, if he does that, he just won 10% more.
Oh, I think it's huge. And I think the timing is great right now, too. Trump doesn't really have to time something like that out like the Democrats do. Biden is desperate for political points. He's going to have to think if first of all, Hillary Clinton's going to get on the phone with Joe Biden and say, listen, you son of a bitch, you better not pardon Julian Assange after what he did to us. And so Biden will say, well, I need to kind of flirt this and throw this out there, maybe for some red meat. It might help us politically, whether we do it or not. Kind of like with the student loan crap. Like, Biden can't cancel student loans. He just tells people he can to hopefully earn some votes. So we could kind of do something similar with the Assange thing. So if I'm Trump, I just take all that away from him. I just come out and take it all away and say, yep, it's time to pardon Julian Assange. But I don't know. He failed on that once. I don't understand fully his thinking here. I just laid out what it might be. But yeah, I agree. I'd come out. I'd do it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? It doesn't cost you anything, that's for sure. Paul, thanks for the call. Let's go to Donnie in Oklahoma. Donnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, howdy. Hey, I got a couple of things for your producer. For one, Chris LeDoux is an underappreciated country artist with nice and calming music, like Toby Keith has got some fun stuff. I've got another thing. I'm going to say cheery list. You're on the cheery list now, as I was at 10 or 11 years old, hauled to the police station. They stopped by the house. My mom let me go down there with no lawyer or nothing. And I saw on the police chief's desk a whole list of kids, everybody in town about my age. And it's like, if these customers of InfoWars are worried, like yesterday that CIA or FBI guy going, we're going after you, they've always been after us. I'm not worried about being on no damn list. I'm on a list. Okay, and we're coming after them. And I tell you, you're a great job you guys are doing. Oh, one thing. You still there?
Yeah.
419's coming up. Do some sort of expose back to at least Waco or Roger, or who's the guy in the Randy Weaver. That all needs, we don't need to forget about that. They're still doing that. And I tell you, one more thing. I just spoke to somebody that's high up, that's trained in this stuff. And he said, this is the exact thing we were doing overseas, what they're doing to us. And it's like,
yeah, I mean, who knows? The federal government under the Biden administration might just start raiding churches and raiding, you know, like a pro-life center or something. I mean, it's just out of control. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Big O? You know, you're always way ahead of the curve with the abortion conflict and with this current part of the war for saving babies' lives. I think we should take a page out of the Democrat Party playbook and use science to kind of sway more people towards the pro-life point of view, like how you were suggesting many times, especially on your nighttime show, the Heartbeat Bill. And now with all this brain scanning capabilities with Neuralink, I think even better than that, and it would be advantageous to us, is to see when a fetus or a baby in the womb is experiencing pain. Because I believe that's earlier than the heartbeat. Same with thoughts and dreams. What do you think? Because, you know, Democrats are all about science and following the science and et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. Or there's so many different strategic ways to do this. But you're going in the right direction. It's like you come out and make a statement, or Trump comes out and makes a statement. Whoever you think is the best to play this role comes out and just makes a singular statement that you know is going to go viral, that you know all the media is going to cover, and you can go on the offense or you can go on the defense. I mean, you might come out and you might say, okay, well, we're not going to make abortion a big political issue. We understand that some Democrats like to kill their kids. I mean, if you're going to come out, because that's what it is. I mean, you throw them red meat. I mean, that's what this is. If Democrats want to kill their kids, fine. It's like, I mean, troll them. Hey, if Democrats want to kill their kids, so there's going to be less Democrat voters, so they got to import people from the third world to come in here and vote Democrat. I mean, that's fine. I mean, give them something that's going to piss them off and gnash their teeth and scream and shout into the wind.
Have them admit that they're baby killers. Have them admit that they want to kill babies in the womb and harvest their organs. Then there's the whole organ harvesting and monetary process. What are they doing? No one's even answering the key questions we have, which is what the hell are they doing with all these baby parts and aborted fetuses?
Yeah, right. You see, and that's how you change the narrative. Bingo. Exactly. Great call, Jack. I'm sorry to the callers. Alex Jones is about to take over with Steve Bannon and Steven Crowder. But that's exactly it right there. That's how you change the narrative. See, the Democrats are owning the narrative war right now. Oh, Republicans want to kill black women, and Republicans are denying health care. All BS. Change the narrative. Make it about organ harvesting. Make it about you want to stop a heartbeat. Make it about you want to kill your kids. Force them to respond to that stuff. And so you don't even have to make a hardline stance that might cost you some votes. You can just come out and change the narrative by making an extreme statement like that that they have to respond to. I mean, that's what I would do. But see, that's the problem, is the Republicans like to maintain some normalcy, and I get it. But it's like, hey, you know, Democrats are chopping up little boys and girls and calling them trans. So you might want to catch up. All right, Alex Jones coming up next.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Alex joins us on the road. Alex, in order, there's the huge FISA fight right now. Chip Roy's telling us, other guys telling us we could defeat this in the rule. Just get Burchett saying the CIA and State Department is up on Capitol Hill saying we can't have these warrants. You got to give it to us warrantless. Your thoughts about FISA, warrantless FISA, sir?
Well, that's right. Now the CIA says, oh, we'll stop the fentanyl if you just give us the ability to use the NSA system. It's about everybody. They're already doing it. They've already weaponized it. The Justice Department, the CIA, and NSA are all in with big tech. That came out of the weaponization hearings. They're using it against the people. And we don't like open borders or devalued dollars. Then we're called Russian agents when we're the loyal Americans. And we have the Justice Department, as you said earlier in your analysis, that has, since Biden got in, openly declared war on populist Christian conservatives and are saying the largest political bloc in the country is the biggest threat to the nation, when it's the globalists that have sold out America to communist China and to all these globalist forces. And so they really want to get the reauthorization of FISA. Marjorie Taylor Greene used the case of this current CIA operative and former FBI agent who just got caught on video admitting that they've been running a deep state takedown operation against me. I already knew that. It came out in court in Connecticut in the stage trial where the judge already found me guilty, that the FBI was a party to it and was advising them and going through all the discovery, trying to find something to put me in jail.
Hold it. Slow down. Hang on. Slow down. This is so important. I want to go back. Just give us the details on that, because this shows you why FISA's got to be beaten, why the deep state's got to be taken down. Walk through what we now have found out about your particular situation.
This Gavin O'Blevis character has been at DHS for a long time. He's a big liberal SJW, social justice warrior. And he then went and worked for the FBI, and now he works as a contract manager that manages the contracts and operations for the CIA. He got caught by one of these Project Veritas style groups that previously last year helped bring down Pornhub in Texas and triggered that criminal investigation when they caught the footage of executives at Pornhub saying, yes, we target and are trying to recruit children. So this very respected group, Sound Investigations is what they're called, they were out doing a dragnet research with undercover operatives, excuse me, Steve, of federal agents, and were asking about persecution of people like Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. And this Levis character starts bragging about how he was made aware at the FBI and CIA of how they had basically run an information operation against me, mainly to demonize Trump, where they made up a bunch of stuff I never said or did, hyped it all up in the press, then advised groups how to sue me and how to do it in certain jurisdictions to basically rig it, to, quote, cut my legs off, take me off the air, and try to silence me because, quote, I was one of the loudest voices. And so now the report has gone extremely viral. Elon Musk and others have been responding and saying that it needs to be investigated. The same Democrat Party law firm that has been quarterbacking this against me is now quarterbacking the lawsuits against Elon Musk. They also have quarterbacked the operations against Giuliani and Trump. So it's all run out of New York and D.C. The information operations run out of D.C., the CIA, then the legal response run by the Democrats out of New York. And it's all right there.
Hang on. I want to make sure this is their classic playbook to Alinsky. You had a platform and you were the loudest voice with no back down saying exactly what they were doing. They specifically targeted you to hurt the Trump movement. You were Alinsky'd with operatives, but most importantly, with actual government assets, with CIA, FBI, DOJ. They specifically targeted you for your destruction, sir.
Well, just like we saw in the weaponization hearings, that you and I already knew about it. We experienced it in the last 6-7 years. But in the hearings last year, they confirmed that FBI and CIA, and they even had the emails with the CIA saying, this isn't really legal what we're doing. I mean, that email came out where they were reaching out to Facebook, which is Meta, and Instagram, and Google, and Twitter at the time, and with hundreds of thousands of requests we know of, saying, take this down, take that down. What the hell are you doing? Cussing at the executives and high-level moderators at the big tech social media platforms, not just about Hunter Biden's laptop, but on thousands of different subjects, including even the Afghan withdrawal. Hey, don't let people criticize the Afghan disastrous snap withdrawal that Biden did and the 80-plus billion in weapons that they gave the Taliban and the rest of them. So, and ISIS-K. So this is just another level of how they're inside of there actually running this. It's totally illegal. It's 100 times considerably larger on the scale of what came out in Senator Frank Church's hearings in the 70s. So we need serious hearings with serious teeth. We need funding to be cut to all these special units they've got in the CIA and the FBI. It's supposedly illegal to have the CIA operating domestically, but we know that in the middle of Obama's terms, he got that law removed and repealed that the CIA couldn't engage in domestic propaganda, but it's still illegal for them to be engaged domestically, engaging American citizens. They have to, as you know, Steve, jump through a lot of hoops to be able to get the authorization to do that and have pure evidence that someone is really working with a foreign power. But instead, they just say all MAGA, all conservatives are Russian agents or Chinese agents, when it's the complete opposite. And then you have the globalists in bed with the Russians, in bed with the Chinese, total proof of that. So there's real proof of espionage with people like Swallowswell and Feinstein, all the rest of them, then that's okay. And we can see hearings where Swallowswell, that's my name for him, Swallowswell, sits up there and talks about the communist Chinese threat when he was literally penetrated by a real agent of the CCP. So this is the government waging war against the people directly. Here they are bragging about it, and it's hiding in plain view. And MTG has said, she tweeted it today, or posted on X, that you know, she's going to bring this up in the hearings, that she's going to make an issue out of this latest case. But this is a keyhole we're looking through into a wider world where they're just openly sitting around talking about how they're targeting whoever they see as the most effective journalist, trying to put Trump in prison for saying they stole the 2020 election, which we know they did, trying to put you in prison for standing up to them, putting Trump's top campaign people in prison. This is the gulag. And if they can get away with Trump, they'll get away with anybody. So that's why I stand with Trump so strong, and he's the man in the arena, and so are you.
Alex, real quickly, because I know you get a bounce, but we've had control of the House for 2 years. We've had a weaponization committee, oversight committee, judiciary committee, MTG's fighting. But here we are trying to approve FISA, warrantless FISA. They're trying to put forward the Republicans. They're putting forward a funding bill for Ukraine. We spent $129, which they lied about all of it, but particularly about $14 billion, another $60 billion. They've done nothing on weaponization. Nothing. This is all coming out because of one of these Project Veritas type groups. Nothing in the House. What are your thoughts about when we control the apparatus? The Democrats roll hard. Nancy Pelosi, as much as we hate her, she rolls hard. Mark Elias, they roll hard. We're a bunch of why are we 2 years into this and essentially nothing's happened? In fact, we're now trying to push the deep states warrantless FISA, and we're trying to push the deep states $60 billion. And what world is that rational, sir?
Well, that's right. And Ben Biden's putting measures in that when Trump gets in, he won't be able to fire all these bureaucrats. Bill Clinton, when he first got in, he was a bad guy, but he knew what to do. He fired 98 of the 100 U.S. attorneys and put all of his people in. Trump has to, day one, when he goes in there, has to fire all the heads of these groups. He has to go down the list. He has to bring somebody in like you or others that know how to do a simple research. Like, we had Fiona Hill in there, you know, the co-publisher of theglobalist.com, and you know, she's literally on the board of Soros's Open Society organization.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And they understand we're never going to relent. Our task and purpose is to save this as a save this country as a constitutional republic, and that means the administrative state and the deep state have to come down. And they're not going to turn over control of the most powerful nation in the history of this earth just because Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, and Donald Trump say, hey, we'd like our turnkey, toss us the keys. MAGA would like to drive this for a couple of years. It's not going to happen. Every day is going to be a struggle, and they're out. They want Jones gone, and they want Trump gone. Okay, and they will take Tucker and Bannon and a couple other guys. You know, Navarro's already in prison. Peter Navarro, one of the greatest guys in modern America today, is given more to this country, is rotting in a federal prison in Florida as we speak for standing up to Nancy Pelosi. So don't think they won't play hardball. Alex Jones, one more time, where do people go to get all your content, brother?
Infowars.com, Bandai Video, and Real Alex Jones on X. And you cannot overstate what you're saying. I mean, this is a real coup, and it's not just some globalist group that wants to control America. They are going after the loyal Americans to Bandai Video and Real Alex Jones on X. And you cannot overstate what you're saying. I mean, this is a real coup, and it's not just some globalist group that wants to control America. They are going after the loyal Americans to finish their takeover and really do some hellish stuff with the entire Great Reset, New World Order, Build Back Better. So people think living under Biden's bad. This is just a prelude to true totalitarianism, ladies and gentlemen, and they are going to literally throw all the patriots in prison, including you, unless we stand up. But I'm betting on America, I'm betting on the West, and I'm betting that we can turn the tide, and I'm seeing it happen, and the globalists should give up. They should give up. But instead, they're failing forward, trying to start World War III. We've got to stop it, we've got to pray, and we've got to take action. God bless your great audience.
Well, we're betting on you and President Trump. Alex Jones, thank you so much for taking time away to do this. Very important.
Let me ask you this, though. You do have a lawsuit planned yourself.
Yes. Can you explain that to people so they understand what it is that you're...
Yes, and Stephen, I apologize for going on and on, but I can let me finish that last
thing. Go ahead,
sir. I'll get into that. My point is, Justice Department, IRS, law firms, rigged courts, who are not allowed to defend yourself. This is the cocktail they've used against Trump. It's the cocktail that they're now using against everybody. And absolutely, the only reason I want to sue them is to get my name back. I don't even want money, but I want to be able to call Oblevis in. I want to be able to call their other lawyers in. I want to be able to call in the PR firms, because the mistake they made was run their mouth. I mean, the lawyers in Connecticut and Texas, and by the way, the Texas group's the same one suing Elon Musk, by the way, they got at the courthouse steps when they won their cases. The judge had already found me guilty and then told the jury to find me guilty for a bunch of money. They said, our mission is to silence him. We don't want money. And that's now happening in the bankruptcy court, where the judge is like, wait, the law says you can get money, but the law doesn't say you get to silence people. And so basically there's now findings about to be made public that they're dealing in bad faith. So that's some inside baseball. But yes, I've talked to several different civil rights law firms, and I've had four conversations with four law firms since this just broke. Well, I was talking to them before it broke. So in the last week, they just broke a day and a half ago. It seems like a million years ago now. And so it's a big deal. You know, it's all God.
Yeah.
You know, opening up the mouths of these evil people to then expose themselves. The Bible says the pit they dig for you is the pit they will fall into. And so absolutely, I don't like taking on the FBI and the CIA. But if somebody's on top of you, breaking your nose and punching your eyeballs out and gang raping you and running over you and backing over you, all you can do is fight back. That's why when I saw the targeting of you a few years ago, I called you. We're already friends then. And I said, listen, don't let it get to you. This is you're successful. You're one of the top talk show hosts. You're a populist. People love you. Do not, and I know you're smart, but you have been through a lot of this yet. You've been through some stuff. I said, I know the cut of this jib. I know the signature. This is 100% the Justice Department, the CIA. They create the narrative. They look at things. They go, we'll take this and we'll take that. And we'll make Alex Jones a guy that bullies kids and pees on graves.
Exactly.
And then we'll make Steven Crowder this guy that, you know, literally breaks women's necks and human sacrifices them. And it's just all made up. And then they just hype it and hype
now
it.
And then.
To take what you're known for, being smart and being funny and, you know, having a talented crew and reaching tens of millions of people. And now you're someone that, you know, murders children on the side of the highway. And so just you understand, this is what comes with the territory. The good news is, it's backfiring now. And so when I talked to Elon for 2.5 hours a few months ago, and I've since, you know, obviously talked to him a few other times, I'll leave it at that. He really gets it now and understands that it was all a psyop. And so, yes, I there's a good chance I'll be doing a Spaces either Friday or Saturday.
Oh, good.
With him. I'd love for you to be involved, but that's hopefully in the works. You never know. I was supposed to be on one with him, and we were talking to him with Zero Hedge a few months ago, but he had basically a migraine headache. And I believe he was the guy who works 20 hours a day. And so, that's going on. And hopefully, I'm just throwing this out there, hopefully Elon Musk will bankroll a lawsuit against the deep state, because the same, because he's already bankrolled some other ones, you know, for all the censorship and things,
right.
Because the same people coming after him, the very same law firms are the ones suing him.
Right. Well, a couple of things I wanted to touch on here. First off, if you could just give me a short answer on this, because then I do want to get to Elon Musk and some of the conservatives who haven't really stood in the line of fire like they should. I know you're talking about these lawsuits. I know you can't give, you know, too much information. But since you were discussing this with law firms beforehand, this new footage that's been revealed, how did your lawyers respond? Did they say this definitely helps? Is it significant to them?
Absolutely, because the fact that he's worked at DHS, FBI, and manages the technicals of ops. So he's the guy that's kind of like managing, you know, the technical systems. He's an FBI agent. He's a CIA officer. He's got credibility, right? They're all a bunch of heroes and good guys. They don't lie. And so that's their narrative. Of course, it's not true. But he's telling the truth here.
Right.
And so definitely it's a major civil rights issue. Cut and dry. You already have congressional hearings going on with weaponization.
Yep.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is now calling for hearings on this. And it's even going to be involved in the FISA re-upping hearings. Already announced that. Others have announced it. And so this is really a breakthrough moment, him running his big fat mouth.
Good.
And so bare minimum, he's probably going to end up being called before Congress.
What you
so
saw,
yes, this is a big deal.
You saw he just removed, we just found out this morning, he removed his, or his LinkedIn was removed, and his Facebook. So that means that he's running and tucking tail. I wanted to get to, I know that Elon Musk called this disturbing. He put that out on X, and you asked him to do a space. Let me kind of tell you something, Alex, that really bothers me. And I know you've had to deal with this. I know that Sound Investigations, I know they were working on this. And I know that, you know, these kinds of things that, you know, they circulate before they're made public. And there are a lot of people and outlets who could have run with this, who could have supported it and opted not to. And I tell you this, this has happened to me. People have seen it publicly, but for every time they see it publicly, they don't see it privately. You know, for example, when I've been on Pierce Morgan's show, every time he tries to get me to go on and denounce Alex Jones, and I just said, no, I'm not going to, you're not going to get me to say that I agree with everything that he says, but you're not going to get me to denounce him or condemn him. Well, why? Because he's my friend. Because he's my friend. He's a good man. He's not, no one's perfect, and at least you are very transparent about it. But they always try and do that. And here's the thing. I've also had that in depositions. I've had that behind the scenes where the line of question, where you could not be less relevant. They go, and are you friends with Alex Jones? And every time I've just answered, yes. Yes, I am. And to be willing to take the risks that you do, and that a lot of people on Mug Club and people in independent media like Mr. Figueredo, who's going to be on, that to me should be the rule, not the exception. So to see other conservatives out there go, well, yeah, this is wrong and it's railroading, but, you know, we just don't want to touch it because it's Alex Jones and he's his own thing. You've been experiencing that for a long time. I would imagine that's why places like Rumble and Elon Musk are significant, because you and I both know there are people who put on the team jersey publicly, and they don't take on the fights that are actually difficult and require a little bit of fortitude.
Well, that's right. And this is a communist or totalitarian tactic where they'll pick one person to pick on at first, and then they'll say, oh, do you support this guy, and get everybody to turn against him or at least not support him. Then they move on to the next person. So that's wolves trying to cut, you know, a sheep out of the herd or out of the flock so they can eat it. It's an absolute divide and conquer tactic, and it's pure crap. And I have friends, when they do things I think are wrong, I'll say, yeah, I think they're off base. But bigger than that, people that I'm not friends with, when I see a synthetic attack, when I see the media, the corporate press all piling on, I mean, I know what it is. That's their only power now because they have almost no viewers. But they can still scare politicians, scare media, that you're going to be targeted if you talk to this person. Well, the reason they don't want people talking to Steven Crowder or Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson is because we're popular and we're telling the truth, and the organic population likes us, and we have the big audiences. So the media still, the corporate media, the dinosaur media still wants to be the gatekeepers.
Right.
And so all they're doing is gatekeeping, and that's their last power. They have almost no viewers. It's a complete joke. And I found that the hit pieces only create more support. And I'm not going to go into a long story, but just briefly, I'm here in Hawaii. It's already in the news. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was today. Trying to keep it under wraps, but you just doxed yourself.
No,
go ahead.
But even TMZ said, oh, yeah, well, you know, we snapped a shot of him. Get nice tea, by the way, at the bar. I was done being good. And people were coming over, shaking his hand, saying, good job. And I'm not bragging. It's not about me. It's that Free was popular. I was here in Hawaii. I lived here for a few years. I was here in Hawaii like 5 years ago, and I shook a lot of hands, but I got yelled at 4 or 5 times. I had a guy come over and step on my fingers when my hand was out of the hot tub and say, you know, what's up?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock. at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.